You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
AEIVCICTOIASA Infracore SA publishes audit 2025 results and AGM proposals. Infracore SA, a Swiss healthcare real estate company, releases its audit 2025 results and AGM proposals. The company generated CHF 66.1 million in rental income and CHF 82.5 million in total revenue. EBITDA reached CHF 76.7 million with a 93.0% margin. The board proposes two new members, Dr. Stefan Taylor and Celine Amadrous, for election. Infracore emphasizes its high occupancy rate of 98.7% and plans to strengthen its independent board representation. Infracore.
Henkel delivers organic growth in 2025 and increases profitability through innovation and more efficiency. Henkel delivered good business performance in fiscal 2025, with sales totaling 20.5 billion euros and an adjusted EBIT margin increase to 14.8%. CEO Carsten Noble highlighted challenges faced due to global uncertainties, but emphasized the company's successful growth and profitability improvements. Henkel proposed a 1.5% dividend increase and expects further growth in 2026, driven by organic sales growth and innovation initiatives.
Results of the 2026 annual general meeting for the 2024/25 financial year of Brain Biotech AG. At Brain Biotech AG's 2026 annual general meeting, shareholders approved all agenda items, electing Dr. Ursula Laconata to the supervisory board. CEO Adrian Molker highlighted the company's two-pillar strategy focusing on product-oriented segments and innovation. With a strong market position, Bring Biotech AG aims to continue its successful growth trajectory. The company's unique selling points include quick, flexible customer solutions and sustainable biotechnological innovations.
IOSTEM Technologies to host fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results conference call on March 24, 2026. BioStem Technologies, a leading medtech company, will release its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on March 24, 2026. The conference call and webcast featuring CEO Jason Matuszewski and CFO Brandon Poe will be held at 4:30 p.m. ET. To register for the event, visit the provided link. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products, Playway, Razorbull, Philip, and Cat Reserve. Daily, BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products for regenerative medicine. Neuro won to present at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference, March 17, 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Neuro One Medical Technologies Corporation will be presenting at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference on March 17, 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The President and CEO Dave Rosa and CFO Ron McClurg will be in attendance, hosting one-on-one meetings with investors. Mr. Rosa will also deliver a presentation discussing updates and milestones for the OneRF platform for brain treatment and drug delivery.
Catalyst Crew Technologies names Dr. Kevin Rodden-Levy CEO as company advances AI-enabled healthcare transformation. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corporation announced Dr. Kevin Rodden-Levy as the new CEO, leading the company's shift towards AI-enabled healthcare solutions. Dr. Rodden's experience in healthcare operations and technology aligns with the strategic transition. The company aims to enhance access and efficiency in emerging markets through scalable platforms. Updates will be provided through SEC filings and public disclosures.
Versus Systems VS Renew's Texas Rangers partnership introduces upgraded filter fan cam. Versus Systems Inc. renews its partnership with the Texas Rangers, introducing an upgraded filter fan cam for the 2026 MLB season. The enhanced technology offers real-time face detection, improved filter stability, and dynamic face paint features for an engaging in-stadium experience. This collaboration aims to provide fans with smoother interactions and create new activation opportunities for teams and sponsors during home games. Pelican Acquisition PELLN announces Arctic Logistics Agreement supporting Greenland Energy Drilling Campaign. Pelican Acquisition announces Strategic Logistics Agreement with Thiskazi to support cargo transportation for planned drilling operations in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The agreement, approved by Royal Arctic Line, provides ice-class vessels and beach landing capabilities for the upcoming exploration campaign. The arrangement was executed by March GL Company, set to merge with Pelican and operate as Greenland Energy Company on NASDAQ.
Beeline Holdings, BLNENE, sets March 30th call to review Q4 results, including a $100 million run rate by December 2027. Beeline Holdings will host a stakeholder call on March 30th to discuss Q4 2025 financial results and operational updates. The company reported quarterly double-digit revenue growth in 2025 and ended the year with over $50 million in balance sheet equity and no corporate debt. Beeline is scaling an AI-driven mortgage platform designed to shorten closing times and lower origination costs, and is expanding core mortgage, title, and home equity offerings heading into 2026.
Tech Media Breaks Versus Systems Inc. renews its partnership with the Texas Rangers to utilize the Filter Fan Cam platform at Globe Life Field until the 2026 MLB season. The enhanced technology features real-time facial tracking, lower latency, and dynamic face paint filters to boost fan engagement and create interactive branded experiences, opening up new sponsorship and revenue opportunities for the company.
Tech Media Breaks. iMaverick Intel Inc. has secured a right of first refusal on Heal Group healthcare technology assets. This agreement allows IMV to review and match third-party offers for specific Heal assets or business units. The deal, effective February 11, 2026, grants IMV potential acquisition access to HEAL's AI-driven healthcare technology and services across multiple countries. To learn more, visit the full press release at the provided link. Investor news breaks. TYTL Corp. closes seed funding round, announces partnerships with Beeline Holdings and Anchorage Digital. TYTL Corp., a residential real estate tokenization platform, has closed a seed funding round led by Strobe Ventures and Fifth Era. The company also announced partnerships with Beeline Holdings and Anchorage Digital Bank. TYTL's platform offers homeowners a debt-free way to access equity by selling fractional ownership interests in residential properties. These interests are recorded through traditional deed processes and published on-chain using Solana-based infrastructure. Investor news breaks. Renewal Fuels Inc. denies false online report claiming public stock offering. Renewal Fuels has denied false claims of a public stock offering circulating online. The company clarified that it has not authorized any such offering and is investigating the source of the fabricated report. Investors are urged to rely on official company announcements through verified channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. U.S. Similar investigates alleged spoofing activity involving Quantum Biopharma, QNTMEM. The investigative newspaper reports on market manipulation claims tied to CIBC leadership in a $700 million lawsuit before the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. The investigation centers on Andrea Nilizadi, CIBC's chief compliance officer, and alleged spoofing episodes influencing Quantum Biopharma's market valuation during research on Lucid MS therapy.
BioNed news breaks. Voyager Acquisition Corporation, NASDAQ. VAHW reports 99.67% share redemptions ahead of Veraxa Biotech merger. Voyager Acquisition Corporation announced that nearly 99.67% of its Class A ordinary shares have been redeemed ahead of its merger with Veraxa Biotech AG. After the redemptions, around $885,556 will be left in Voyager's trust account, and 82,685 Class A shares will convert into Veraxa Biotech Holding AG shares. The combined company is set to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker VRXA post-merger completion.
Positioning for a GPS-denied future, SPRC AI expands U.S. defense footprint with proven industry leadership. Spark AI expands its U.S. defense presence with the appointment of Matt McCran, former CEO of DroneShield's U.S. subsidiary. The Overwatch platform offers GPS-denied targeting and navigation crucial in today's conflict environments. McCran's leadership signifies a strategic move into the U.S. defense market, emphasizing the need for autonomous systems to operate effectively in contested airspace. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
With uplisting to NYSE American complete, BirchTech is focused on growth. BirchTech Corp CEO Richard McPherson discussed the company's recent uplisting to the NYSE American exchange on Benzinga All Access. The move provides BirchTech access to institutional investors and third-party analysis coverage, boosting liquidity and interest in the stock. McPherson highlighted the timing of the uplisting with BirchTech's expansion into the clean water market, with capital raised supporting the business's growth.
Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, is operating a diversified portfolio of businesses in the pharmaceutical, healthcare, telemedicine, and consumer markets. Earth Science Tech Inc. is operating a diversified portfolio of businesses in the pharmaceutical, healthcare, telemedicine, and consumer markets. The company, a strategic holding company, focuses on acquiring and actively managing businesses with a strong emphasis on regulatory compliance, operational oversight, and disciplined scaling to drive growth. Led by experienced executives, Earth Science Tech prioritizes capital discipline, execution, and long-term value creation across its various platforms. Marketing Pulse and E-Tailing Pulse open next Thursday. Marketing Pulse and E-Tailing Pulse, Asia's premier e-commerce and marketing events, will be held on 19 March in Hong Kong. Organized by the HKTDC, the conferences will focus on rethinking growth strategies amid market uncertainty. With 70 global experts sharing insights on e-commerce and marketing trends, the events aim to foster collaboration and innovation within the industry, addressing challenges and opportunities in the rapidly evolving landscape.
DRCR pushes forward with implementation of 2026 business plan. Dear Kashmir Holding Company, also known as Matrix Fuels, is making significant progress in implementing its 2026 business plan. The company has posted a pre-registration website for the anticipated IPO of its gaming technology business and is moving forward with changing its name to Matrix Fuels Inc. The company expects to acquire a waste oil refinery in the UAE, despite regional tensions, to capitalize on high demand for oil and fuel oil in international markets.
MenRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. appoints TMS neuroplasticity researcher Joshua Brown, MD, PhD, as Chief Medical Innovation Officer. NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has appointed neurostimulation researcher Professor Joshua C. Brown, MD, PhD, as Chief Medical Innovation Officer. Professor Brown's expertise in transcranial magnetic stimulation and neuroplasticity will enhance NRX's investigational drug NRX-101. The company aims to combine pharmacological and device-based therapies for severe central nervous system disorders like PTSD and depression.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viamed Healthcare Inc. for Q2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viamed Healthcare Inc. In fiscal year 25, Viamed saw a 21% year-by-year growth in net revenue to $270,300,000, with $14,900,000 in net income and record AJ EBODA of $61,400,000. The company benefited from platform momentum and contributions from Lahans, despite short-term friction from updated NCD. ViMed ended the year with free cash flow up 141% YY, showcasing durable growth potential.
Lisa Wright, Walmart drone delivery expansion validizes Landing's rural air mobility infrastructure strategy. Walmart's drone delivery expansion into rural areas validates Landing's rural air mobility infrastructure strategy. Lisa Wright, founder and CEO of Landing's, sees Walmart's move as confirmation of the need for vertiport infrastructure in communities facing logistical constraints. Major retailers like Walmart, Zipline, and Wing are deploying drone delivery systems, proving the demand for multiple use cases in rural markets. Landing's aims to build a network of 2,000-plus vertiports across North America to support advanced air mobility. Record gold prices are reshaping opportunities for emerging producers. The Fluor Minerals Inc. has seen a surge in gold prices due to inflation concerns and geopolitical uncertainty, driving investor interest. The company is advancing its position in Kwekes Abitibi Gold Belt with positive drilling results and progress on its Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur is strategically combining exploration success with existing infrastructure to strengthen its foothold in the rising gold market. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.